Well, let's go to Gary from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Are you with us, Gary?
Yes, I am, Father Simon.
Yes.
God knows our past. He knows our present. And he knows who we will be.
Mm-hmm.
Are we able to surprise God?
No, but we are able to delight him. You know, it's kind of interesting. For God, there are no surprises, but there are delights. You know, and we're able to grieve him. Scripture says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. You know, I don't know if you're a parent or not, but kids try to surprise you, and they end up delighting you. So at least that part of the surprise, I think, is in God. But I would be surprised if we could surprise God. Jesus, in his humanity, did say, he was, for instance, amazed at the faith of the centurion. So in his humanity, though it was a perfect humanity, he was able to be surprised because, you know, as God, the Son of God, he had all knowledge, all power. But if you read Philippians, the second chapter, it says that, in effect, he laid down the rights and prerogatives of his divinity and became a man, fully like us, except for sin. It's as if he laid those prerogatives on the heavenly throne like a garment, and he chose not to know the future. He said things like, the hour is known only to the Father. The Father is greater than I. He never ceased to be the Son of God, because the perfection of God is a perfection in love. It isn't a perfection in knowledge, though God has perfect knowledge. It isn't it isn't power, though God is all powerful. God's perfection is a perfection in love. And Jesus never ceased to be the perfect third person of the Trinity in his divinity and in his humanity. But he chose not to know the future in his humanity for love of us. So Jesus was surprised occasionally in the scriptures. We see it. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Part of my inquiry is that if God knows, let's say in 2 years you die and you mm-hmm. are condemned, knows that.
Yeah.
So we could not use our free will to change that destiny?
No. Just because I know something doesn't mean I'm causing it. That for instance, I look at it this way. This is a very poor analogy, but it's an analogy. I'm driving through a forest in Minnesota on my way to a canoe trip, which I used to do a lot until I found out there were places like Italy that had beds. But, canoeing, put a canoe on your head and walk through the woods. You drive down these straight roads, and there'd be these tall pine forests on either side of you. You couldn't see except a little bit ahead and a little bit behind. Now, there's a helicopter up above. Lo and behold, that helicopter can see way down the road, way behind the road, and on either side of the road, and that helicopter sees that I am heading for a bridge that's out. He's not causing it, and even though he knows I'm going to go into the drink, I'm not fated to do so. So our experience of time and space is absolutely different than God's, or different from the angels. That I always say, for God, all places are here and all moments are now. So it's very hard for us to understand that, but the helicopter analogy might help a little. I don't know if that helps.
I think it's part of our limitations from being human.
Yeah,
that
it
we
is.
Can't really comprehend that.
Yes, this is yeah, exactly. We couldn't, if we didn't, you know, if we were snails on the ground, we couldn't comprehend a helicopter in the air. And, you know, the devil looks at us as if we are little snails or worms or something, but God looks at us and sees, these are my kinsmen. So, all right, I hope that helps a little bit. I should probably go to a break and come back with the word of the day, but thanks so much for calling in, Gary. God bless.